This morning, we'll spend some time working with thought and thinking in the meditation. And up until now, we've been using body and breath, sound, emotions, and even maybe some awareness itself as the object of our meditation. Noticing when thoughts arise, and then gently returning back to an anchor, mostly in the body or the breath until now. And sometimes we can think that thoughts and all of the movement of the mind is an obstacle for the practice. I think we're here to have less thoughts, to get rid of them. But today we're really in the heart of the retreat. There's some stillness coming. Maybe you can feel it. And some deeper presence of mind. And with this sense of stability and composure, we can now turn our mindfulness to the area of thoughts, knowing that they too can be an object of our meditation. Thoughts are not a problem in mindfulness. We can know them just as we know any other experience in the moment. And sometimes it's a little harder to use thoughts as our object because they pull us away. They can distract us, lead us into getting lost, losing our mindfulness. But now, with a deeper sense of continuity in the practice, we can discover that thoughts and thinking are such an important area for awareness, for discovery. Everything that we do in our lives is born from a thought. And so as we tune into the cause and effect relationship of our lives, discovering how we live more in alignment, attuned to our values, to our aspirations, it's so important to stay aware of the field of thought. To really know thinking as it's happening. And as we focus our mind on the thinking, we begin to discover their nature, that a thought is a present moment experience. What is a thought really? And with awareness we see it's little more than nothing. It's just a fleeting ripple in the mind. And yet they're so powerful. And so here today we'll spend some time getting familiar with thoughts and thinking as our object. Shine the light of wisdom and awareness on this realm of the thinking mind. And we've been talking some about rivers. And this image that I like to use with mindfulness of thoughts is like we're sitting on the banks of a river. And we're here, steady, stable, on solid ground. And then the movement of thoughts can just roll on by. You can watch the currents, the eddies, the rapids even. Just watching them with a certain sense of composure and stillness, even as the raging river flows. And sometimes we can watch the river, it's really fast, maybe chaotic, maybe a lot of rapids. And other times we might watch a calm river just flowing by, very peaceful. But we're still here on the banks. The awareness can know all the different kinds of currents, movements, patterns of thinking without getting so lost or stirred up. And of course, maybe sometimes we might fall into the river. Get swept away by the thinking, the stories, the planning. And so we might wake up and realize, oh, we're kind of cold and wet, swept down, away. But at that point, anytime, we can just climb right back out and set up camp again on the side of the river and watch the currents flow. No problem. And so in the guided practice, we can begin just by finding your anchor, whatever you've been using, maybe body, a certain place in the body. Feeling the posture settling in a relaxed way. Just beginning by getting very familiar with this present moment body. If you've been using the breath, you can notice the quality of the breath. then perhaps spending a little bit of time just opening to the field of sound, knowing that hearing is happening, and cultivating this receptive, open awareness that can know sounds as they arise and pass away. And as we settle and rest peacefully in awareness, you can notice if there are certain thoughts that arise asking for your attention. And when they do, you can shift your attention from whatever anchor you're using simply to the thought that's arising. Notice how you can stay aware even as the thought unfolds in your mind. And then when the thought comes to the end, return right back to your anchor, body, breath, sound. And if you get lost in the thought for a little while, that's no problem. You just wake up and come right back home. Sometimes when we work with thoughts, we can be very playful. Just thoughts. And so we might experiment with deliberately casting out. Often I think of the mind like a blank screen, kind of like we're watching a movie. And then see what thoughts want to come. Notice them moving across the screen. And see if you can stay aware from the beginning to the middle to the end of a particular thought pattern. Just like you're watching a movie. And sometimes when we want to think, when we want to use them, they somehow get very quiet. It's like they go into hiding. And we can just wait patiently here. And then when thoughts do bubble up, see if you can sustain your awareness all the way through to the end. And then rest back in the body or the breath. If you'd like to use the mental noting technique with these thoughts, it can be helpful just as a reminder to stay aware. Just labeling thinking. Very quiet, soft touch. And then you can notice your favorite thoughts, the ones that keep coming. Maybe it's remembering or planning or worrying, ruminating. You can see how specific you can get with the mental noting. We're just using these to get very familiar with our particular flavors of thoughts. In the last part of the meditation, you might get really curious about these thoughts themselves. And you can ask just very gently, you can ask some questions, like, what is this thought made of? And where did it come from? Where does a thought go when it ends? See if you can find a location. Sometimes when we look, we don't see anything. But the point is just to ask the question and see what the mind can see. Like, is awareness different from the thought? Or is the thought also awareness? And now, just in the last few minutes, you can rest very simply. There's nothing to do, nowhere to go. Just let yourself be very simple. Just not doing anything special. So I'll just say a few words about working with thoughts. and walking, we've built up quite a lot of momentum now. And so really play today with the continuity. This awareness in the body that knows shifting the posture, that knows moving, getting up. You can see how your mind chooses a walking place. Are those thoughts there? Inside, outside? How does it choose? Watch all of that. And then as you're walking, there's a couple ways you can play. Sometimes you might notice that when the body's moving, the mind likes to move too. So if you're choosing a lane, a walking lane, and you're pausing, and you might set up that blank screen in your mind and notice if there are thoughts coming. Sometimes when we look for them, they don't come. So that can be kind of interesting to pause, stand still. Notice what happens in your mind when you begin moving. Sometimes you can see just as the body starts to move, the mind is like, oh, time to think. Very playful that way. And then you might be thinking the whole lane, and when you pause at the end, the mind's like, oh, pause. Just notice. Maybe there aren't a lot of thoughts through that whole lane. That's fine too. If there aren't a lot of thoughts, you can stay in the body, stay in the feet. And the other way to play, we're not trying to do anything here, right? So we're just noticing, when is the mind thinking, when is it not? Be very sort of kind, right, with this mind. This mind is very quirky. You can have a sense of humor about it. As you're walking back and forth, the mind might be very quiet. And you might notice, oh, okay, I'm thinking. You might even get a little lost. When you realize you're doing that and you're walking, stop. Just stop walking right there. See how it is. Sometimes when I started doing this, you know, even slow walking back and forth, there's a kind of momentum to the thinking. Oh, I'm liking this. I'm moving. I'm thinking. I'm in a whole story. I know I'm aware. I should probably stop. But sometimes it's hard to even really just pause. But when you do notice, see if you can stop when you notice you're lost. Come back, just stand for a while. And then start walking again. See, does the mind pick right up where it was? Or is there more spaciousness? Maybe there's less thinking. So play with the movement of the body and the movement of the mind and see how they influence each other. See how the mind is if you walk fast, if you go for a walk around the loop here. How is the thinking? Can you stay aware? We're just learning, we're learning, we're learning all the ways that thinking impacts the body impacts the thinking. How are emotions coming? Emotions, thinking, how are they related? So we want to stay very curious and open. And again, throughout the day, feel into the balance of your energy. Because sometimes here now we're very still, there's a lot of calm. It can be helpful if there's almost too much calm and you're feeling sleepy to drop in some of those questions. What is a thought? What is it really? Where does it come from? Where does it go? Just in a very light way. You get too grippy about it, it won't work. So you have to drop the question in with an open hand, see what comes. Or if there's a lot of thinking about the thinking, oh, I'm doing mindfulness of thinking, and here's all my patterning, and I really want to figure this out, and there's all these big memories, a big planning mind, I'm planning my whole life now. So notice that, and then you can always come back to your breath. You can always come back to your body. Really use that as your anchor, as a steadying point. Help the calm come. This is the way that mindfulness is balancing energy and samadhi, faith and wisdom. And then have fun with it. You know, you can be like a little kid and they get all interested in exploring. Like, what more is there to discover? Never done this before. Be playful. So today is another beautiful day of practice. We're very much in the heart of the retreat now, so use all this momentum that you've built. Really enjoy it. Gil will be doing his practice discussions outside today. I think finally we've got some good weather. So he'll be on the Bodhi deck, and there's signs. It's sort of on the way up to the treehouse. You'll see it there, a couple of chairs. I'll be out on the treehouse deck. Nolita, as usual, will be in room one. And I think that's it. Yeah. Okay. Have a wonderful day of practice.